This is the Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And this is Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb with Costa Texas.
And this week on the Skirted Roundtable, we are talking about a kind of touchy subject, which is jealousy in blogging. And I think probably almost every blogger has felt it at one time or another. I'm sure there's somebody who hasn't, but it's a natural emotion. And this was kicked off by an article that was written by Laura Lee Choate on Blog Her with an article called Jealousy, Every Blogger Was a Newbie Once. And so we wanted to talk about that.
Well, first off, I just want to say that I found the article, but it was a shout-out article by Hooked on Houses, right?
Yeah, I think that's what she said.
Yeah, and anyway, so I just want to give her credit.
Yeah.
I love her blog. I'm not...
I don't like jealous. It because I'm just jealous.
Lynn and I have discussed that many times. Lynn, I'm going to drag you into this.
Uh-oh.
Because... Well, Linda started doing movies, I think, first. And I had done a couple of movies. But, of course, Hooked started doing movies, I think, every Monday.
Yeah.
And, I was like, I'm doing movies, not her. But, of course, I'm not disciplined like her. And there's no way I could crank out a movie a week.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible.
Are her posts as lengthy? I've read a few of hers. Are they super lengthy?
She's got a great, great blog. If you like houses, she is like the blog to go to. And she just started doing, you know, great movie houses. And
right.
But honestly, every Monday, like clockwork, she's got some fabulous posts. And I was jealous of that because I thought, you know, I'd like to do that and have something every Tuesday or every Monday. And I wanted to do movies, but I don't have the discipline that she obviously does.
Well, it shows that, like, you know, blogging is sort of the domino effect because we have talked about she had done the Something's Gotta Give house. But I was insanely jealous of you, Joni, and this was before we, and Mad, this is before we really sort of started to get to be friends because I probably did one of the first Something's Gotta Give house posts.
You were really mad?
And then you did one and you got like a million comments. And, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute, I've already done all of this. But, of course, I didn't because your posts are always so incredibly rich and in-depth and lots of more pictures. And you know, it was different than my post. Mine was sort of a get-that-look post. And yours was, you know, the history, the genesis,
yeah,
whoever.
Yeah, but I did always credit you.
Yes,
and
you, yes,
I
you,
always linked.
You did, but I was still jealous. I was still incredibly... Like, you know, come on, I did that. Do something else. But, you know, it was just jealousy because you got a lot of attention for it. And, like, you were the only one who's ever done it. And I'm like,
Well, okay. This is a good topic to talk about because etiquette, blogging etiquette. You know, if someone is doing something and they're kind of known for it, and you were known for it, but I couldn't help it. I mean, you know, I wanted to do the house too. And that came up again with the Gray Gardens house, where everyone did the Gray Gardens house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was just like, I want to do it the way I want to do it, and I just didn't care anymore, you know? And sometimes you just have to do what you want, you know, to put your own spin on it. But, Linda, like I said, blog etiquette, link it back to the original person that's known for doing it, and then together... your audience will grow.
Right. And you absolutely, you know, you absolutely did that. So, you know, my jealousy was this, just the, you know, like, you said, I couldn't get mad because you did link back. And Julia has done the same thing. She's always been very generous at posting, you know, go here to see this, go here to see that.
Julia started doing a lot of Something's Gotta Give houses too, though.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. When she's done it, she has also linked and, you know, and followed the blog etiquette. But it shows, you know, we're all succumbed to the jealousy of, you know, we're jealous of Julia because she has the discipline to do something every week. And I'm jealous of you because you have the discipline to check out every possible nook and cranny.
But are you guys really talking about jealous, like, as far as jealousy, like this particular article is talking about? I think what she's talking about is more how there are people out there who feel kind of that, when you say jealous, you're also admiring her. You know what I mean? You admire it as well.
Yeah, but I think that's what she was saying in her article, too. Jealousy is sort of tinged with admiration and sort of lust for what that person is seems to be receiving.
Well, I think we had talked about she has like five main topics and just taking each one and discussing it. So
let's do
the first one. Yeah, she goes, having traffic doesn't make negative feelings like inadequacy magically disappear. So in other words, just because your blog has a lot of traffic doesn't mean that all of a sudden you feel like, hey, I'm a big blogger and I know what's going on. You know, everyone is still looking over their shoulder at, you know, the grass is always greener, someone's always more popular and someone's always less popular.
Because I do think there are people who probably get enormous blog traffic but don't necessarily get, you know, maybe media attention. We always sort of look at it like you've got individual people reading your blog, but, you know, you get a magazine who wants to quote you, you know.
And don't forget, there are a lot of people that are really good at self-promotion, you know, and there are a lot of people who care enough to be that much about self-promotion. I mean, not everyone really cares to self-promote.
Right.
But there are people out there, bloggers out there, who are good at it and who really do love it. And so it really doesn't take a lot but a phone call or an email to get yourself, you know, in so that you're now in, you know, in a newspaper or being mentioned, you know.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that, which part? That it doesn't,
it's not that hard to get. I mean, I think that, you know, you can't just call up Elle Decor if you're just newbie blogger on the thing and say, hey, look,
I'm... No, that's true, no.
You know, it takes a bit. And, of course, now there's so many blogs that it's just, it's hard, very hard to sort of break out of the pack.
Yeah.
But I think that, as Joni said, the grass is always greener, and, you know, you might be looking at huge traffic numbers, but you never get quoted, or you don't get a lot of comments, even though you get a lot of traffic, because somehow the way you write doesn't elicit comments.
Yeah, you got to not have your self-worth be built into your blogging, I guess. You know, it doesn't mean that you're...
I think her point was that this is addressed to somebody that had left her a comment and was saying, you know, a nasty comment to her, and, you know, and she was saying, you know, hey, you're a newbie. Don't think that because I'm a big blog that I still don't have the same feelings you do. You know, my goal was to reach 1,000 readers, and then when I reached it, my goal was to get 5,000, you know, is what she means. So, you know, just because... to you, a newbie who's struggling to get 20 readers, and you see someone that's got 20,000, that doesn't mean that person with 20,000 doesn't look at apartment therapy and say, you know, I want that readership.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so I think that's what she meant.
But I would actually disagree. I don't think it was a nasty, it was an email, I think, that went to her. And I don't think, she started with, I hope this doesn't come off as mean, but she was expressing her, you know, frustration with where she was compared to where Laura Lee appeared to be on her blog. And, you know, she just was like, I admire you, but sometimes you ignore me. You know, so it's that you send a busy blogger an email and they don't respond. So, yeah, so traffic, you can't just tie traffic, I think, with ego.
No. It's so funny. Like, I was sitting there reading that. I was like, this is so weird. I don't know who this person is. I've never read Laura Lee's blog in my life. I've never heard of her. But yet, in her circle of blog readers, she's apparently a big deal.
Yeah.
It's also relative, you know, and if you put that into perspective.
Right.
You know.
That's so true, Megan. When you know, we've talked about this before, that even in the design blogosphere, there are so many little, you know, there's the cottage ladies, they're the modern ladies, they're the pink and green ladies, you know. There's so many different divisions within, and when you leave your little warm spot and go out and you see these mega bloggers and you've never even heard of them, that's so weird, you know?
Right.
It makes you realize how much of a grain of sand each of us are.
Right.
Yeah, how insignificant you are. Right.
Yes, totally. I mean, I think of that. Sometimes I'll Google a word or something, or a picture, let's say a picture, and I'll find it on someone's blog, and I'll be in this whole blog world that is so far from what we blog about. And they are getting, you know, like 75 comments. I'm thinking, this is so weird. This is a whole, I'm in a whole other blog neighborhood. You know, and I've never heard of these people, but clearly all these people who are commenting love this blogger and, you know, follow.
Right.
So it is so relative.
Is she a design blogger, by the way, Laura Lee?
No.
The next topic she brought up is something that we've kind of just touched on. And she says, most bloggers have many more failures than successes. Also, don't take it for granted that awesome things just happen to bloggers. You may not know the full story. And here she's talking about media opportunities and
self-promotion, you know, again.
You know, right, what we were saying. She's saying that she has, you know, had, she was invited to the White House and everything. As much as she has great successes, she gets a lot of rejections, you know, and she says, I get rejected all the time, you know. So if someone, again, a newbie, looks at a blog and sees all of this attention, you know, you don't know. Is it self, you know, did they seek it out?
Right.
Or did it come to them?
Right.
Yeah. And there's, and in that self promotion umbrella, there are plenty of bloggers that only print, you know, kind comments and encouraging comments, and they don't, so they kind of create this whole sort of spin around themselves, this, you know, in a way that's self-promotion. And they talk a lot about, discuss things when they get them. They make a point of making a big deal about it on the blog.
Yeah, she says a lot of bloggers are put on PR lists. And once that happens, or marketing, you do get things, you know, like books and emails letting you know about magazine articles and new, you know, new product.
Yeah.
That is an advantage.
I mean, I think that the sort of not so little known, but kind of little understood secret about publicity and media attention is that journalists and people who need attention for their products, like publishers and book writers and things like that, is that they're looking for anyone who will do anything for them. You know, they're looking for the story idea. So, you know, I started posting products and stuff on my blog, and I get pitched all the time. I mean, all the time. I get, mm-hmm. you know, several of them every single day, and I get things that have nothing to do with my blog and offers of stuff that have nothing to do with it because you get on lists. And at first, it seems really kind of fun, but then after a while, it's kind of annoying.
Be careful of what you wish for.
It's a be careful of what you wish for, because I get pitched on things and I'm just like, why would you ever send this to me? But now getting sort of back on the topic of, you know, getting rejected, because it's sort of it's fun to get pitches, but it's also, do we ever look for something that we then ask, can we do this, or can you hire me to do that, and you get rejected. And that's the stuff that we don't post in our blogs, because who posts negative things?
That's right.
You know.
I mean, come on. Do you really try to get things on your blog? I mean, are any either one of y'all that proactive?
No, I don't think.
I mean, I've never asked anyone for anything.
There are people, I guess, who do, like, who maybe I don't ask. I don't do interviews because other people are doing interviews already, so I don't really do them. But, you know, I'm sure you get every once in a while a few.
What I was getting at is the rejection that I'm getting is through this blog, the Skirted Roundtable, where we, you know, have approached people. Yeah, and there's not been many. Most people have been wanted to come on, but that's where that's the only thing.
That is, that's true. That's a rejection. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking about, we have one person that for some reason has played a little cat and mouse game.
Well, I mean, I think that, yeah, we've put out feelers that not everybody has said yes to. And I think, you know, it's hard to tell from this woman's article what specifically she's talking about, because we don't really know what her business is. But I think that she's writing this from the perspective of the person who is jealous. So that person is saying, oh, you seem to get so much. And it doesn't matter what we've asked for. You know, we just, you know, some bloggers seem to get a lot of attention. They get media attention. They get free products. They just get noticed. They get comments.
Yeah, but she says very plainly that in her response to this is, you know, a lot of people are out there pushing themselves and trying to get this free trips
That's what I mean by self-promotion. I think that there are definitely bloggers out there that
She said, do not assume that a magical internet fairy descended and plopped the opportunity in their laps. It does happen, but most times, or many times, it's a result of the blogger asking or creating the opportunity for themselves. Well, my question to y'all was, do y'all do that?
Think the Skirted Roundtable is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where, that is what it is.
You know, the Skirted Roundtable has, this was an example of coming up with an idea that put us in a position of being able to talk to some of the biggest names in the industry. Now, when I came up with the idea, it never dawned on me we'd be talking to some of the biggest names in the industry. I was hoping I'd get, you know, a couple people to do it with me, and then we'd see, you know, run and do a few podcasts, and, you know, that'd probably be it. And nobody would listen, and, you know, whatever. So, you know, but it was creating an opportunity and saying, here's something that nobody's doing. Let's just try it. And then, you know, we started asking people, and then we got bolder about who we were asking. So this is a great
opportunity. And Linda, you did, you created this opportunity. And the great thing about this particular opportunity, I think, is that what you created, whether you realized it or not, you completely filled, I think, a void that wasn't, you know, that was there. Just another level of people connecting. I mean, hearing voices is brings it to a completely different experience.
Right. But the point being that should any one of us get something, you know, besides a thank you from anyone we've interviewed, I mean, we don't know. Well, you know, we just have no idea if, you know, one of us gets a job offer or writing gig or just, you know, to bend the ear of someone who we all admire. We got that because we went after them and we sought out our own opportunities. And that's, I think, what she's saying. And it's not self-promotion because, Megan, you sort of have a negative twist. You always sort of sound negative when you say people are self-promoting. And I don't think it's a negative.
I think I'm a big self-promoter, so I didn't mean to come off as negative.
Yeah, you always sort of seem like, well, they're just being self-promoting, and it's like, well, that's a good thing.
A good thing. That's why I said some people, I think of myself as someone, I think I moderately self-promote. I think I could do it harder if I really wanted to, but I don't.
Well, let's face it, a blog in
is self-promotion.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. It is.
No, I for sure think I do. No, I don't mean it in any pejorative sense at all. In fact, I'm impressed by some of it.
Y'all asked for a trip?
Asked for a trip?
Yeah. A free trip.
From whom?
I know.
Who can we do that?
Well, yes, I ask for things all the time. I have to be honest.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
And I get rejected. Oh, here's an example. When I did my photo shoot with Michael Lee of my kitchen, I asked a local florist, Winston Flowers, if they would give me flowers for the photo shoot. I had no reason. They had no reason to give them to me, and I had no reason to be asking other than a very sort of tangential relationship to them and a little bit of promotion I've given them in the past. And, you know, I emailed the assistant to the owner and said, listen, I'm doing this photo shoot, and it's, you know, blah, 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 and you want to throw me a little flower, a big flower arrangement? But and they said, let me finish, Joni, and they said no. They said no.
They said no?
Yeah, they rejected me because they're like, you know, we do a lot of things, as you can understand, but good luck. You know, and they sent me a nice diplomatic response, and I responded and said, well, you're still my favorite florist, and thanks for your response.
What I was going to say is, that's an interior designer. I think that's typical for a photo shoot. You go all over town and say, you know, let me borrow this for the day.
Right, but this wasn't borrowing. This was, can you make me up a beautiful flower arrangement and deliver it to my house? So, you know, I mean, but I was using my blog as partially for my interior design, but partially I can give you publicity. So I was trying to use my blog to get something, and I got rejected because I'm not New England Home Magazine. I'm not someone else. I wasn't quite big enough, but I tried.
Well, they were stupid.
I know. I'm sitting here listening. I'm trying. I want to know what you emailed. Did you email them your readership? Did you?
Oh, yeah. They knew who I was. I did a photograph of a table they did for Dining by Design that made it into Elle Decor.
They are just stupid.
You know,
like Joni's
now
they for $25, they could have sent you gorgeous roses and had their name, you know, go out to.
Well, this is a huge
10,000 people.
This is a huge florist, and you know the size.
Even easier for them.
The size I wanted would have been about $150 arrangement based on their prices.
Retail,
yeah. So, yeah. You know, in any event, it was just an example of, it didn't bother me that they said no. I didn't really think they'd say yes, but I decided to, you know, try.
What's with the trips? Who's asking for
okay, let's say a lot of bloggers have gone to that furniture seminar. Hickory. And, you know, they get this free trip and they get this free... And I'm sure some of them asked for it outright.
I don't know. I guess because none of us know anyone who's gone to be able to ask.
And I never, Hickory Chairs never asked me to come. So I don't know the details of that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we don't know. Or it's that the so-and-so, I'm going to be there. Is there anything we could be doing? And maybe they're not.
They did ask a lot of bloggers last year, and they asked. So not the bloggers, but Hickory asked, you know, some very popular bloggers like Paloma.
La Dolce Vita.
Yes. And
Cassandra
Coco. Right. Mm-hmm. From California. So they both went, and, you know, they were asked. They were very lucky.
Yeah. So, you know, for whatever reason, they were asked, and maybe that came from them pitching them for other things or, you know, who knows. But yeah, you can't just assume if you're particularly a newbie blogger that people are being handed things on silver platters, because generally they're not. It's the result of a lot of work.
Well, I was told something interesting. The Houston bloggers went to lunch last week, and one of them was talking about advertising. And she was thinking about advertising this one girl, and she called one of these bigger bloggers and asked her how much she was making in advertising, and she was making $8,000 a month.
Now I'm jealous.
I know. That's change.
Wait. What kind of advertising?
Serious change. She's a big blogger. I wonder how much this blogger, I'm not going to say her name, but I wonder how many followers she has to get that kind of money. That's serious money.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that is support your family money.
Somewhere.
I mean, even $1,000 to me is serious money.
But she also, I assume, probably promotes herself in a good way. And she probably, you know, as far as her advertising, she probably really works it as far as going out and getting it and maintaining it and all of that. So.
Okay, so the next topic is called Bloggers Are Human, Even the Really Popular Ones. And I think this is a really good point, because I think probably most of us have sent an email to a popular blogger asking them a question or something and gotten no response. And then you start feeling like, I don't rate. And all right, speaking for myself, the more popular a blogger you are, the busier you are. It's just sort of the way it is. I mean, as far as managing your blog, you're busy because you're managing your blog and you're managing comments. And we talked about this with you, Joni, in like your contest. And you're a blogger who gets a lot of comments. You know, you take them seriously, and you have always tried to be very responsive to them. But at some point, you just can't. And there may be people.
I can't comment on comments anymore. I just can't. I can't reply to comments anymore.
And you used to for a long time. And I think that's one reason why I think a lot of people really feel like they know you, and you know, they feel like they're in conversation with you, so it encourages them to come back.
I might send 10 emails per blog. I mean, I just can't. I would lose my mind, you know. I just don't have the time. And what she's saying is, this girl doesn't even have time to read blogs like she used to. I think everyone is struggling with this issue about, you know, we've all been around, we've all made friends, and we all expect all our friends to read our blogs. It's hard now because there's so many, and, you know.
Well, I'll go a day or two, and my Google Reader has, you know, 300 blog posts that I need to read. And I skim them. It's awful, but I do. And I know I've missed things I would have wanted to read and comment on. But, yeah, bloggers are human, and they miss things, or they... I mean, I know I've done it. I've not responded to people, and I don't get anywhere near the comments you get, Joni. And sometimes I get overwhelmed by 10 comments and trying to find their email address and, you know, get a response, or I sit on it and I think, oh, I'll get to that. And if I do that, I never respond, and I always feel terrible.
She says here that she actually deleted her Google Reader, and which is interesting. That's kind of a good idea.
Well, I think that, you know, if you get to be, and again, we don't really know who this woman is, but if you get to a certain level, you know, you just don't have time to read others. And there's certainly blog design bloggers who, you know, are never reading anyone else's blogs. You never see them comment. You never see them, you know, support even people who seem to be their friends. You never see their comments on their blogs. And I'm always
I hate that.
I've always been a little surprised, and that, and you know, jealous is probably one of the words I would say is also part of the surprise. Was, you know, you'd see some bloggers who seem to be so popular and get so much sort of adulation, but they haven't, you know, gone by the rules of the etiquette of comment on other people's blogs and respond to things and be sort of part of the blogging community. And yet there are certain bloggers who aren't. You know, they've just never played that game, and yet they still manage to gain a level of popularity.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we're all sometimes baffled in how that happens, other than the zeitgeist of some people are it and some people are not so much it, or they have to work to be it.
And it's just, you know, 24 hours a day. And on top of that, writing the blog takes so much time. You know, it can, you know, not always.
Yeah.
You know,
for you it does. Yeah.
For a Joni size post, yes.
But you know, even a small one takes time.
Yes, it does. I'm sometimes amazed that I think I start a blog post that I think is going to be fairly quick, because I'm like, oh, I'll find that. And 5,000 photographs searched later, I haven't found the one picture I'm just absolutely positively convinced I'm going to find. And
that's what takes so long, is that Google images. Oh my God, you can get lost in it.
I know. So the next topic is, every blogger out there was a newbie once. And that's true. Everybody was a freshman in high school.
Yeah. And everyone sat there and looked at their little site meter and went, 95 people looked at my blog today. And, you know, and got like, you know, super, whatever, 5 people looked at my blog. I was excited. I was like, wait, who would that be? That would be my mom. I was trying to figure out who knows about it? You know, and then it's more than just 5, and you're starting to go, wait, who? And you start emailing people. Are you sending my link to somebody? Because I've got 7 people on my blog today.
She even says, even Deuce, who's like the queen of the individual person bloggers, started out talking about a carton of carnation milk.
Was that her first blog?
It seems like it, yeah.
She started blogging out of her office, though, and got fired for it. But even though, I think the story was something like, even though the boss kind of knew about it, and the posts were about, were making fun of her boss, but the boss, she's such a good writer, you'd almost wouldn't care if she was writing about you or not, because she's funny.
Well, did you see the movie Julie and Julia, or read the book?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and she just started posting, and all of a sudden, ooh, I got one, you know, and now I've got 2, oh, that was my mother. And, you know, eventually it was, you know, suddenly the New York Times food editor was calling her. So she went from, you know, her mother commenting about her bad language, or I think her mother was making, supporting her in her use of bad language, to suddenly she had a book deal and a movie made. Everybody starts out with that first post that says something, you know, usually inane, like, everyone else is doing it, I'm going to do it too.
Yeah, it's not, you're not guaranteed you're going to have readers, but it's really not going to happen overnight. Right.
And if you really want it, go out and self-promote. And I do mean that. I mean, there are so many ways.
In a positive way.
I mean that in the most positive way. But do that. Go start getting on Facebook and start Twittering, you know, the heck out of your posts, and just, you know, go, like we've said before, comment on other people. Go introduce yourself around your little blog neighborhood and knock on doors and that sort of thing. I think it helps.
It does. Because I know when I started, I know that Joni referred to me last week as one of the grandmas of blogging. Thank you. And, you know, and I don't feel like it, because I feel like it took my blog so long. I mean, I feel like my blog still hasn't caught on, honestly. And, you know, I took it so long, and all these other blogs sprouted up around me. And part of it was because I didn't realize at the get-go that I thought if I commented on other people's blogs, I was being too self-promoting. Like, I was just looking like I was trying to promote my blog, when in reality, yeah, that's what I was supposed to be doing. So I read blogs without commenting, because I was afraid I'd look, as I said, too self-promoty. And, you know, that hurt me, because it took me a very long time to realize that's what I was supposed to be doing. It's human to want to be noticed by people you admire.
What does that mean?
Well, she says, I'm not going to lie and pretend that I'm not thrilled but to my very tippy toes when a blogger I admire who has a big following actually notices that I exist. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think it's suddenly you're noticed if you start out and say a design sponge is someone that you greatly admire and she's huge. You know, so she suddenly says, hey, you want to do a little guest post, or, you know, she links to yeah. your I mean, I've pitched her before and after. She does all these before and after projects, and I've pitched her before at least one, if not more than one, before and after. And the most I've ever gotten was, oh, that looks so nice. And that was it. You know, yeah. she wasn't interested in what I had to do, but she's done a lot of other people, and you know, that's huge for them, and it was a little bit of a letdown for me, you know, and that's just the way it is.
I think what she's saying is that it's not, you know, jealousy or against the Ten Commandments if, you know, you want a bigger blogger to notice you. You know, I mean, I think that's her point in this article, that we all kind of feel that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I had that experience with Nestor, who has a huge blog. She left me a comment, and I was just stunned. And I wrote her back, and I said, oh, my God, you read my blog? I'm just in awe, you know? I mean, you're the queen, And then she wrote me back. She goes, what are you talking about? You know?
Right.
I love you, you know? And so it was just that, it was a really cute moment where we were both, you know, complimentary of each other's blogs and surprised that we read each other's blogs.
All bloggers are not equal, despite what the fairy tale says, which is something we've already kind of said. You may never get to be one of the A-listers, and to survive and keep blogging, you have to be okay with this to some degree. And I think that's absolutely true. You know, why are you blogging, and what is the level of success that you're going to be comfortable achieving?
She says there are bigger bloggers that are popular, and I really have no idea why or how that happens. I chalk it up to everyone having different tastes, but boy, is that is true. You know, I'm sure we all have our own personal blog that's popular, and we look at it and we go, why?
Why? Right. Why? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely. I kind of feel like I've quit doing that because a lot of people like American Idol, and I don't get that, so I don't really understand that popularity. So, you know, I don't think there's any answer to why some blogs.
It's like some people like the Duggar family, you know.
Right.
Well, I've got that on my TiVo.
Some people like Nancy Grace.
Yeah.
I don't TiVo
her. The Duggars is much worse than Nancy Grace.
The Duggars are fascinating. I mean, the hair alone is fascinating. On all of them, including the dad. Okay. No, but I think that honestly you just can't. I every once in a while do sit there and go, why is the readership so high on this? But you just, who
you know
knows?
What I've noticed?
You can't analyze.
There are a lot of new blogs that are very popular. You know, and they haven't been around that long, and I'll look and they'll be getting 30, 40 comments a post, you know, and that's
amazing. I don't know that comments all always have anything to do with, though, how many hits they're getting. I think some people elicit commenters. I think people will tend to comment more.
That may be true, but still, sometimes I just look at like a new blog that's been around maybe 6 months, and they're like just
going gangbusters.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I've never been someone who elicited huge numbers of comments. I have more now than I ever did. But, you know, I got to be honest, I wouldn't want to get Joni's level. I mean, as wonderful as it seems and as nice as all those people are to leave comments, I wouldn't do a good job with that. And I'm glad that I have a sort of smaller. But I've had lots of conversations with friends, a particular friend of mine who's a marketing person and a writer, about over the years, about how come so-and-so's blog gets comments and how come I never seem to get that much, or, you know, and her view was always my writing didn't really elicit response.
I think that she may be right. I mean, I kind of think that's a big part of it. I mean, I think it's how your posts are written. Do people feel like they're sitting there reading something you've written, or do they feel like they're actually having, you know, an experience with you? And then in their experience of commenting on your post, did they get something back from it? Did they feel like they were, you know, are you Twittering, or do they feel like they know you already? I think people tend to leave more comments if they feel, you know, that they know you a little better.
I don't know. I think there's a crest. I think that, like, you know, the three of us don't really comment on each other's blogs all that much, do we? Mm-mm. So I think that there's, you don't know someone that well, you might not comment, and then you get to know them really well, so you start commenting a lot. And then if you hit that thing where you're bloggy friends, and it's like, oh, I know them, really, you know, you just don't bother with them after a while.
Well, I think because, you know why? Because if I want to say something to either of you, I email you.
Right.
Or anybody else that I'm close with who are bloggers, we email kind of all day sometimes.
Right.
Some days back and forth, and it's one sentence.
Getting back to what you said about how you write, mm-hmm. elicits comments, very, very true. Say you do want to increase your comments, because comments, I do think that a lot of comments creates a community. I mean, like DeCorno. DeCorno's appeal are the comments most of the time.
Right.
That's a real community she has going on.
Yeah.
And they hate me because every time I post, they'll be, you know, oh, what is she doing here?
Oh, there's that joke.
They hate me on DeCorno. Anyway, but yeah, there's a way to say it. Like, you'll go, what do you think? Do you like this house better than that house? I do that a lot, y'all.
Yeah.
And I think that's why sometimes I do get a lot of comments. But I think that that's part of the appeal, or that makes them more personal.
There's a way to write that you're...
when you have that community commenting.
Right. And there's a way, I think, that one can write where it seems like you're in dialogue, you know, rather than a monologue. It seems that the post reads as though the reader's to fill in the blank, the other side of it, the dialogue of it.
Yeah.
Well, DeCorno is excellent at that. I mean, she just has a knack for doing it. It's amazing.
And I do think, I mean, I think in the end, some people have it. You know, we've all known the popular girl who you kind of look at and go, well, they're not that good looking, or, you know, or the really beautiful girl who doesn't get the attention you think they should. You're surprised they're not getting more attention. So there's that it factor in blogging that sometimes you just have to give up the jealousy over. You just have to say, whatever it is, they have it. And it is what it is. And whether it's their writing style or it's what they have, it just is simply what they do appeals to people in a level that other people don't. You can't necessarily say what it is or copy it.
And you can't make it you can't, as much as it's easy to say and hard to do, you really can't have your self-worth tied up in it. Just, you know what, if you ever start feeling that way, have your mom start reading your blog.
Right.
Because she'll tell you what you need to hear.
Yeah, you can't let the jealousy overwhelm you. You can maybe let it motivate you to be more creative, to do something different than other people are doing. So one of her final points, Laura Lee's final points, is there's a downside to popularity. And I think that's very true. You know, a lot of responsibility comes with that. As she says, your mother was right about that. And I
Yeah, the bigger you get, the more obligations you have, the more email to read, more people that hate you, more trolls.
Yeah, it's true.
It is true. The most, you know, all the popular bloggers get somebody or several people who just decide to have it out for them, and, you know,
and have no problem going on other people's blogs and anonymously making it be known.
Right. And I think everybody has experienced that. I mean, I had someone posting a comment about the photograph I had posted of myself. Do you really think you should be posting a picture with a little bit of cleavage? You know?
Oh, no
and it's
way.
Like, it's like I was at a party. You shouldn't be wearing black, you know? And,
you know, I took my picture off my blog because I was getting mean comments I was finding other comments on other people's blogs that, yeah, you get, that is the one thing I always remind myself when I read a nasty comment. Well, you know what? At least they're talking about me, because if I wasn't on their radar, they wouldn't even be talking about me.
I love what she writes here. Friends and family can get hurt or irritated or angry, and sometimes it can get to the point that you don't recognize who you were writing about because you feel like you can't write about anything for fear of fallout. God, can I relate to that?
Why, did Mr. Slipper Socks have an issue with something?
Never. But, you know, I edit. I you know, sometimes I would love to put out a personal anonymous blog to just really let it all out, because my best friend said there's Joni and there's blogger Joni, and they're two separate people, you know, because you know, you can't really always be yourself. Like, you can't be snarky, and, you know, I am snarky in real life. You know, you just can't on a blog.
You can be, but you may be very popular, like a DeCorno, but that's not right for everybody, because she also puts up with a lot of grief, and not everybody can handle the level of public criticism she also receives.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I think, Joni, you wouldn't be able to. You know, it bothers you. You may be snarky and you may be opinionated, but you're not...
You're very sensitive.
You're very sensitive, yeah.
Sensitive.
So this article ends with a really good quote from William Penn, which is, "The jealous are troublesome to others, but a torment to themselves." And I think that we all probably know that when we've had our more jealous moments, we're just being hard on ourselves, and we only are making ourselves miserable. Don't you guys agree? Or not?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Yeah, it serves no purpose. I mean, it certainly doesn't, but it's just one of those, you know, it's funny. I posted on Twitter before we started that we were doing this, we were discussing this topic, and Terry Kearns just responded that, you know, it's part of the atmosphere of everything humans do. It makes some of us try harder. So I guess it can be used, you know, in our to our benefit, and it can make us do better, or it can actually can be a demise, can be kind of a little toxic.
Okay, let's all name a blog that we're jealous of.
Like, jealous in a good way, or jealous in a I just don't get them way?
It's your pick.
Oh.
I have a blog that I'm kind of sometimes jealous of. And not jealous in a bad way, okay? Just... like, I admire Layla to death, you know. I wish she's branded herself, and she's...
Layla Palmer of the Lettered Cottage.
Yeah, the Lettered Cottage. And she's just done it right, you know. And she just has done it right. And she's enormously popular, and she's adorable, and... I'm just envious of her branding ability and...
You know, I think if I have any jealousy, it's, I hate using the word jealous though, but I have a couple of blogs that I would love to be able to, I'm not a writer, and I've never positioned myself as so, but when I read someone like Petunia Face Girl, her writing is so amazing. It makes me feel like, you know, like I feel when I see someone sing and I can't sing, and I always think, God, I could be a rock star. I mean, she's such a great writer. Mm. And that's where I get that's where my jealousy comes in. It's not jealousy, because I admire her too.
I agree with what you're saying. I understand that totally.
Well, but I'm
jealous of some of the humorous blogs, because I'd like to be more humorous.
Although you are pretty funny. I mean, you definitely, I think that's part of your, among the many things that make you popular is your sense of humor. I mean, look at your comments. People are always like, oh, Joni, you're so funny. And,
I think I'm funnier. And I mean, in real life, I can be funny. I just am envious of people that are really funny on the blogs, you know?
Oh, yeah, some people.
They write well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That gets me. Yeah.
I'm envious, if that's a better word than jealous, of Lauren of Pure Style Home. Just...
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot like Layla of the Lettered Cottage, but, you know, her style is just so exquisite. And her energy. I mean, you know, she pops out a baby, and it's like she hasn't stopped, and she's still doing stuff, and... You know, I'm envious of her style and energy, probably. Now she's half my age, probably, so, you know, that accounts for some energy issues. Yeah, I mean, she's definitely someone who I look at and think, oh, I wish she's got...
Well, that's like Jenny from Little Green Notebook. Oh, she's I'm jealous of, because she's so talented, and, you know, it's all her. She doesn't do other designers. She's either redoing her house and redoing this room, and oh my God, on a budget, and she popped out a baby on her ottoman in her house.
Oh, like, that girl,
Oh, she's incredible.
She did?
Yes. Yeah, it was the whole ottoman thing.
Cute ottoman that she wrote about, and she had a baby on it, you know, and then went back blogging the next day. I mean, she's someone I'm And her blog always has got me going.
I just found that blog maybe 3 weeks ago, and I have no idea how I found it. I was Googling probably the Ming fabric or something, and her blog popped up. And, yeah, she said...
Shang My Dragon.
Yeah, that Schumacher fabric.
Yeah.
Her blog, I mean, I was stuck on it, and I haven't been stuck on a blog for 2 hours, 3 hours for a long time. I mean, all those projects she does... She made a cornice out of foam core. She made a cornice. Okay, I had a little jealousy. Now, you know what? I thought to myself, I would never be. How does she figure this stuff out? I could never be that big.
You should see her office. She did it for $50. And you know,
the red peanut buffet. Is that
oat
room?
Yeah, and her whole house. I mean, she's done it. But then she has a baby on the ottoman that she wrote about. You know, I mean, how? I mean. At home.
Well, I also
there's nothing she can't do.
No, and in my own defense, because I had to find some reason, well, I thought she obviously doesn't have children. She has nothing. She has a lot more time on her hands than I do.
She's got three gorgeous daughters, I think.
Oh, thanks. Okay, so that's enough. She has one more child than I do, and she's capable of doing this.
She might have four, right? No, I think she's got three little daughters.
And I'll tell you who I'm jealous of.
Okay.
I'm jealous of Joni Webb of Coach Texas.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm envious of your ability to just like dig and dig and dig and mine every inch of a photograph and your powers of observation and your powers of sort of recall of things. I'm definitely jealous of that because I don't have any of that. Things come by me. I've always been this way. I never know the vocabulary of anything. I went to music school. I could tell you the era a piece of music was written in, but I could never remember exactly what the piece of music was. I could tell you, you know, I could name the sort of everything to do around it, but couldn't tell you what it was. And I'm still that way. I can't look at something and call the pediment, or this is a Corinthian column. I can tell you a lot of other things about it.
Can I confess?
Sure.
I mean, when I'm writing something, I'm on thesaurus, not thesaurus, actually, like Wikipedia. I mean, I don't put a label down unless I verify it.
Yeah, and you know, I don't expect that you know everything, but you also spend the time doing that, too. You know, and...
Well, you know what? That's me, and I think that's why I vlog to begin with, because I like to research stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but, okay, I got one. Trove. That was one that killed me.
She has a beautiful blog.
Oh, I spent, when I discovered her, I think I spent an entire day looking at all her pictures. She has gorgeous images on her blog. And then her house and her gardens, she grows lavender. And yeah, I was jealous, very jealous.
This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Cote de Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We always appreciate your comments and emails. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com, or you can download our podcasts from iTunes. Search for the Skirted Roundtable. Thanks so much.